than my board here now, so that's what I come from the session.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mary Iglesias, this is my first year, almost a whole year. I don't know, it's just so overwhelming for me, especially, I guess, because I'm an old lady, and it's just...
You're not old, you're seasoned.
I'm seasoned, okay. Too much information. It's a lot of information, and I am... what I could see, because I worked with the district for such a long time, and I'm looking from the outside in instead of from the inside out, that there is so much work up here, so much to do, so much to learn, and we have a pretty good board. I'm here to learn some more. I don't know. I can.
Thank you.
So I'm Laurie. I've been on the board a long time. And what's clear to me about the board operating procedure since last time we met is they're only as good as what you know of them. If you don't know that they're there, they're really not worth a whole lot. So I think it's really nice that we all have taken the time to sit down, review them, know them, and probably tonight we'll all agree to abide by them and go forward. I think it's real nice.
Thank you.
Pedro, let's go on my third year. And, it just reminds me of the Ten Commandments, right? It reminds me of church, because you're dealing with the human being, so the human element. So you have seven different people that see each other, so they're learning, or eight, including myself. So again, we're learning how to create that synergy. Mm-hmm. And as when I look under procedures under the dictionary, it's an act or a manner of proceeding in any action or process. And it goes back to what Ms. Rose was saying. It's about following them, what Mr. Medina was saying, and holding each other accountable to what we say and we deem as the way we're going to act. Going to do business, so I'm excited because it's about creating that one team, that one vision, and how we're going to treat each other. And so that's what I've learned.
Thank you. So the guidelines for tonight are the same as last time. I'll come around and pick up your card. The first one is participate. Make sure that everybody shares their 2 cents worth. Yeah, right.
Thank you.
So please share your 2 cents worth. Next one, brevity and open communication. Remember, it's 2 cents worth. So if somebody's going over that, just hold them up. That's a nice way of getting them to get to the point.
Is that what you said? Is there like a time that we can talk or don't? Just keep it brief.
2 cents worth. My rule of thumb is if somebody's recycling the same argument
over and over and over,
then they've probably gone past their 2 cents worth. The other part of that is open communication. Just tell it like it is. Listen with respect when you're sharing your 2 cents worth. It's important to you. Same for other folks. So I'll do my best to minimize crosstalk. Voice concerns as we go. If I say something, somebody else says something, if there's something that concerns you about, as we go through the procedures, bring it up. This is the time to do it. That's why I'm here. Take responsibility for yourself. If you want to grab something else to eat, something to drink, if you want to go outside and get a breath of fresh air, go outside and make a call, not a problem. I do request that if you have a cell phone, if you'll put it on silent, if you need to take a call, it's like this. Hold on just a second and walk out there or there to continue your call.
Didn't you read our board operating procedures? We're not allowed to have those on during the meeting. So I know that won't happen.
Ah. And then last but not least, enjoy the discussion. I thought it was a useful discussion last time. Mm-hmm. Everybody's seen the clock, so I really don't need to go through it. But I do want to just point one thing out.
right here, this really is where operating procedures really matter, because at that dividing line between the board's role and the superintendent's role, it's about communication and trust, and operating procedures really are a tool to help you maintain those two things. They're guidelines to help with that, and to me, that's the foundation of any good team, is remembering good communication and trust are so key, and the operating procedures just guideline to clarify what that means. So there's that. So with that, we have a choice. So we did quite a bit of work last time. You all have had a chance to look at those, I hope, since we met last. Yes?
Yes.
Has everybody had a chance to look at those?
Mm-hmm.
So we have a couple of options of how we can proceed tonight. We can either just start from the beginning and go through, or we can choose certain procedures that we want to pay attention to first. So what sounds best to you?
Start, and I think we should just review it. Aside from the policies at the back end, because the policies are still on the back end, is that correct?
Right.
I think if we were to just to start at the beginning, because there's also like the list of changes and whatnot.
Right.
But if we just go from, you know, go through each one and say, okay, are we anything wrong with this page? You know, that way we don't get confused and there's no, hey, let's go here, let's go there. It's beginning to end linear.
Does that work for everybody?
Sure.
So the table of contents, the order that I put it, just reflects the changes that we talked about last time. Mm-hmm. I didn't put page numbers on there because they're gonna probably change.
Okay.
So that would have been, you know, duplication of work. We did look at the introduction last time. This is on page 6 if you have a hard copy. I'm going to have it up here if you don't have a hard copy. If you prefer to read it up there.
So the introduction, well, I have page 4 on this one, so I might have another one.
Well, maybe I should clarify. It's page 6 on the electronic version that I have.
Okay. I have page mine's
4.
On page, well,
yeah.
It's this, right?
Yeah.
Four.
It's the introduction that we're looking at?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we have the cover and then 2 pages of index. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about the actual introduction statement.
Okay.
I know that we did look at that and talk about that some last time. Is there anything else that we need to look at?
That's what they're looking at.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything else you see in the introduction that we need to talk about again? So I know we didn't talk about that last time, so I marked out a few things.
Let's just review it real quick. I think there was a change on this particular page. Yeah. Oh, no, it wasn't that. We didn't change that one. We changed Creed.
Right.
Correct.
I have no problem with the introduction.
Stephanie?
No problem.
I know that's one that we looked at last time because I've got the marks.
Yeah, the yellow is what was... Mm-hmm.
That was added? The yellow was added?
Changes on
him. There were some changes, to be honest, I don't recall.
Should we mention the creed in this introduction?
We can.
Because it kind of lays out everything in there. It says these procedures are consistent with our Code of Ethics mission statement and with other laws and policies governing the operation of the board and the district.
Oh, that's right, because didn't we say mission and vision or something like that?
I think they're on the same page. Or didn't we have a discussion specifically on mission and vision?
Mm-hmm. I think it was Code of Ethics mission, vision,
core beliefs.
Like that.
Oh, at the back end of it?
Mm-hmm. So right here where I'm at is where you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, right there, that it would align with our, in other words, in the order that we're going to see it. You know, we're going to see the board members' creed, the code of ethics, mission statement, and vision statement. Make sense?
Okay, so I'm hearing it a couple of ways. I'm hearing put code of ethics, mission statement, vision, creed, and now I'm hearing a little bit different way. Which way do you all prefer to do it?
Well, with I'm suggesting that the way it's presented in the index, that we just use that. So we would say these procedures are consistent with our board members' creed, our code of ethics, our mission statement, and our vision statement, which we don't have in here, I don't believe. It should be on the back end, but I don't believe it's there.
I like it.
It's hard to print out because it had all these changes on it. So.
Yeah.
I ended up printing the changes separately.
Does that look right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Y'all good with that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Then below we have...
Anything else?
Core values. District goals. Yeah, I think that was it on the introduction.
Okay. I think that's real nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And here is the creed, and we've moved this from, I think it was in the back before. We moved
yes.
it up.
Mm-hmm. And I think this one, we had said this one was fine the way it was.
Yeah, I know that we talked about it a fair amount. Mm-hmm. But I just want to make sure there was anything else anybody saw that they wanted to make changes to on that.
At the beginning, it says, I as a board member recognize that my responsibility is not to run the schools, but administration, but together with my fellow board members to set the schools, to see that the schools are well-run through effective policies. We don't talk about governance at all, should we? Or is that not something... You know what I'm saying?
That statement actually is governance. It just doesn't say the word governance.
Okay,
we can simply add it if you want. I mean, that's... One way of defining
part of
governance.
I think that instead of saying run the school, I think we should say, I think it kind of sounds...
Well, it's very specific. It's saying my responsibility is not to run the schools, you know?
Right, but I think that, I don't know, for lack of better words, but it seems very poorly written and not...
Instead of run, say manage schools?
Yes, or governs.
Way, Stephanie, somebody thought it was cute. And snappy.
Right.
And that we will not run the schools. We will see that they are well run.
We will not micromanage the schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
But I think that we need to use something more.
That's not so.
Let her have her chance.
Yeah. Yes. I think micromanage sounds better.
Let Stephanie have her chance.
I just think that it needs to have... Stop. I don't know what other word we could use, but I don't think run is a proper...
Agreed.
It's not a proper verb. Or...
Not to manage the schools.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth here. I would say what my responsibility is, not my what responsibility is not, because to me that is it's not consistent.
Yes,
it doesn't flow. But that's just me, and I'm really more of a here's what you can do, and here's
why don't
what
we just do the word will.
Look at that statement. What assumptions are they making?
That somebody is running the schools.
That board members
do run
micromanaging more. Mm-hmm. So it's a negative. Mm-hmm. So just say, as a board member, my goal is to ensure that schools are run thorough through effective policies.
And governance.
Well, we have to recognize. You know, I agree that this wording is kind of incorrect, and I agree we need to put that. But it says will recognize. It's like in the future. This is a statement. So I, as a board member, recognize that my responsibility is to govern alongside my or school board members and not to micromanage or run the school.
Well, I wouldn't even say not to.
You don't want to go there?
Well, yeah, don't do the not.
Yeah.
Just go to the positive, just like we have to do everything positive up there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, how about act as a governing party along with my fellow school board members or something?
Governing body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something...
Responsibility is to act as a...
Work as a team with my colleagues to...
Yeah, that's real nice, to work as a team with my colleagues.
Shave daily.
No.
Shower daily.
Wait a minute.
Oh, it's because they're on the no shave November, but they started 2 weeks ago.
I'm going to be a werewolf.
Okay, so what
I just captured some of the language that suggested at the bottom here.
I think just with that up there, I think we're good. I'm pretty good. I was reading through this and I don't see any issues.
I just captured some of the words. They're not in the right place. I was just trying to capture some of the words so I didn't lose them.
With my fellow board members or
colleagues.
Something.
But colleagues could is too broad. Board members.
Board members at the governing body.
Trustees. Thank you.
Fellow trustees. Fellow elected trustees. We could get really specific.
We can't say that because what if they're appointed?
Some people
supposed to be appointed.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
But that's going to happen.
So we want to get rid of the not to run the schools.
Yes, that sounds very...
He said we just remove it entirely because we're going to say positive and stick with positive versus...
I, as a board member, recognize that my responsibility...
Is to act as a governing body alongside my fellow board members.
Along with my fellow board members.
To see the schools are well run through effective policies. Does that make sense? Yeah?
Board members or trustees?
Trustees.
That's blue. Take that out. Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
I, as a board member, recognize that my responsibility is to act as a governing body and work as a team with my fellow trustees, board trustees, to see the schools are well run
through effective policies.
Yep.
Yeah, that's and then get rid of that last one.
That was the one that the last one.
I can promise you, I could go through here and pick out every one that was.
What's that?
There's a board member that in the past that your cousin is. I'm not gonna. Everyone's cousins here, bro. Okay. Don't throw me in there. Exactly. It's all relative in here. It's like Kentucky. Okay.
Oh no.
Tennessee? Better?
Not even.
Everybody except for Dr. G.
She's a governing body and work as a team with my fellow trustees to see that the schools are well run through effective policies.
Not just the schools, I think the district.
The district is well run
through effective policies. That the district is well run, not are well run, is well run. Mm-hmm.
We're still using policies. Run?
Well run, yeah. Well managed?
Yeah, well managed.
There you go.
Like run.
We're gonna
get rid of run.
Why? Because you don't like to run.
No, I don't like to run. I prefer fast walking.
Like Mr. Walking. Windler.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Mr. Windler, jeez.
Oh. How are they?
They're fine.
Where are they at?
Yeah. Heard from them.
No, but
are we good?
I know other people.
On that part, yes.
They're fine.
Next.
Good.
Okay. Just making sure.
And then all of these things enter it.
Is everybody okay with it?
I actually don't like C.
I do not need to know all the facets of the educational process or of general school administration. I am not expected to do this work, but I am responsible for seeing that the work is done.
So
that is kind
of
odd.
Again, for
so
better,
just get rid of it.
For better English.
No, let's just get rid of it.
Just get rid of it.
Because the other one.
Let her have 2 cents, guys.
Sorry.
For better.
I'm gonna stick up for you tonight,
it's
Stephanie.
It's okay.
Sorry, we're bullying you.
Stephanie's hearing.
Well, if you want to get rid of it, that's fine. But I'm after.
Make your suggestion.
After the second, after the first sentence, you could put to ensure that the work is to ensure and oversee and ensure the work is completed or something to that sort, but
there's a lot of
can I ask a
very
question?
Poor English.
Can I ask a question? It's all
a lot of negatives.
Here. Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Because we're talking about negativity. We got rid of the nuts. Mm-hmm. This is a nut. I do not need to know.
Right.
It just, I would kind of push to get rid of this entirely.
That's
yeah,
fine.
I say C goes
that's
away.
That's fine.
Y'all okay with that?
Yes.
C is gone.
Mondo, are you okay with dissolving C?
You go by
yes. Way. Everybody saw him nod. Okay. I saw him.
Okay. So the new C is your old D. Mm-hmm. It's up because here, when I deleted it automatically. I work as a member of the Board of Trustees, consist of assisting in selecting the competent supervisor.
I like that. That's a good one. That's a sub. Is that good English there?
Which one?
Steph?
Which one?
The new C?
The, yeah, the old D.
The old D. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Is it repetitive on E? No, it's not. Sorry. School board members create as policy too, right? No. I don't believe this is policy. Oh, wait a minute. I think you might be right, sir. It's part of B. No.
If it is,
we can reference it.
That would be a B policy, but I'm not.
Well, I'm good with the rest. I just don't like the oral language.
Oops. Can you check, brother? If it is policy, we're going to have to change that policy.
Because there's a sole section on policy that I guarantee you yeah, has something of this ilk.
Anything else on the creed that we need to change, y'all?
It's really nice.
No.
H, the old H,
yeah,
the new G. Yeah,
we do seek special privileges for ourselves,
of
our
course.
Relatives, and
I
our
don't
friends.
Like the nods. Again, we're trying to stick positive.
That's why I said we do seek those things.
Maybe not.
Come on, Adrian.
I think this goes to our ethics.
So then seeking special privileges for myself or my relatives.
I think that's just an ethics thing. I don't know if that's...
Yeah,
you know,
I think that's part, like, you should...
I think it's
it goes without
ethics.
Saying.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
I will
that's what
not,
I, don't like.
I do not. It's part of our creed.
That's the point.
We're going to have to change the other part.
Basic local governance, legal status, powers, duties, ethics. It's under ethics, you think? Vacancies, authority, ethics again, authority. There's no creed on there. Contract renewals.
And actually, it's not I do not, it's
I
will not.
Mm-hmm.
That is
one?
Not even proper English,
H.
But.
H. I will not.
Proper English.
Well,
all of a sudden.
This one?
All
yeah.
of a sudden.
Yeah.
Right, Dr. G, it's I will not.
Yes.
Not. Not.
I ain't gonna see nothing from me or
not.
Nobody else.
Shed not. Shall not.
I shed.
I shed not.
It's just not in your pants. Told you.
Really? Good God.
Yeah.
Really. Anything else?
That's a really stressful take.
Anything else on the creed?
I don't see anything on the creed.
Stephanie?
No.
Moving forward.
Are we going to leave that one in there, though? H?
I do not seek special privileges for myself and relatives.
I will not.
I will not.
Are we gonna? We're just gonna change
it.
Will
leave
not.
It like that. I will not. Negative.
Yeah.
Is there any other wording?
Is this not part of ethics, though, guys?
I know. It's like really.
It's not part of the board.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is this creed. If you look at this creed, and you look at the code of ethics, it's a lot of duplication.
Okay.
There,
but that's already implied in a sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, it's fine, but I'm just saying it's a lot of.
I think H and J can both be.
Yeah, I must never neglect my personal obligations to the community.
I think as an, like an official, there's assumptions.
Which one is that?
J, the old J, the new I. I must never neglect. I will never, I will not neglect my personal obligations to the community and my legal
Yvonne
obligations.
Yvonne wrote that one, too.
Yeah, you can tell. It's just bad English. I must never neglect.
No, not because of the bad English. It's the wording. Yvonne
is no, it's very specific. English. It's very specific.
And then H, you can get rid of that. I desire the people, the community.
So he's proposing, let me see if I got
delete
this right.
I?
These two delete is what
no,
he's proposing.
I'm deleting, I do not seek, and I must never.
H? H goes away.
I desire that the people of the community shall have an education that is complete and adequate as possible to provide.
I'd like that.
Wow. Broken English.
I know.
That's but I think that the
I will endeavor.
And you don't use must in which other things like this, but
the people of the community. We're here for students, guys. I mean. Shouldn't this be student-centered?
Well, we're here for the community also. I mean,
yeah, but it's shall have an education. People of the community shall have an education.
No, our students.
Students, you know what I'm saying?
The children.
Children.
Mm-hmm. So we're looking at I, right?
The old I, yeah, mm-hmm. The new age.
Community turns into children.
Or students.
Right here.
I
students.
Desire that the people.
I desire that the children of the community.
Hold on.
Desire?
Slow down.
I don't like desire.
No.
Desire, I like endeavor or
seek.
I will seek that the
ensure.
I will seek.
I will ensure, exactly. Yep.
I will ensure that the people.
That the children of the community.
I promise.
No, no. I don't like it. Promise. Ensure. I like ensure because it's like.
Will have, not shall have. Will have, right? An education that is as complete.
I will ensure, yeah, that the students of the community shall have. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Okay.
See, I'm
do you all want that the students or that the students of the community?
Students of the community.
Because do you take transfer students?
Yes.
So are they of the community?
Well, once they become a student, they are. So it's. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, do
I
you
will ensure
think
that our students
of the community.
I don't think you need.
I
to
like when we take ownership. What do you guys think of that? Our students.
Students.
Good, bad.
Good.
I think our students.
Our students.
I will ensure that our students will
like
have an education that is complete and adequate as it is possible to provide.
No, I think that. See on the front end when you're going to ensure this, we can't ensure that.
That's why I'm saying endeavor.
I will seek to ensure. I will endeavor to ensure. I'm going to do my best, but I can't ensure that your kid's going
to
get everything.
Why don't we just put that? I will do my best.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that's well.
I will seek to ensure.
Our goal, our aim.
My goal is to.
Yeah, this is written in first person.
I will seek to ensure
that our students.
Our students
will have an education that is complete and adequate, period. Period.
Yeah.
Because I don't like, as it is possible to provide.
Yeah,
it's like a run-on sentence.
Like you're already, you're giving in already, you're crumbling.
As it is possible to provide. It's like a vacuum. You guys okay with that?
That is, get rid of as, that is, no, as complete, that is complete and adequate?
Yeah, that is complete and adequate.
Okay.
Yeah.
As goes away.
Are we going to put equitable?
No.
I will seek to ensure that our students will have an education that is complete and adequate.
Perfect.
Period.
Period. Delete.
I'm gonna play devil's advocate here.
Uh oh.
Whenever I see the adequate word, it always raises a question.
Adequacy.
Is adequate really what you're seeking? I mean, is adequate enough?
Excellent.
I mean, if it is.
Adequate
but
is
I still
always.
Need to. Challenge it.
Adequate
I agree
is just
with you.
Kind of like
okay.
Yeah.
It's enough.
It's like getting a 90 instead of a
100. Yeah.
You say have a.
I mean, you know, a 60 calorie
yes.
lunch is adequate.
Quality education.
But is it enough?
Quality.
Quality
education.
Quality education. Yeah.
We'll
end
education.
Of story. Get
yeah,
rid of all the rest of it.
I will seek to ensure that our students will have a quality education.
Yeah, good one. Thanks. That's why you get paid the
money. See, Dr. G?
where you earn that last zero.
I don't care what he says about you. You are smart.
I say it a lot.
No.
Excuse me. I say it because he's from Texas. I say
you're
going
to take that from Miss Mary.
I shall not.
You shall not.
With dignity and honor, I want to serve the school district with humility and fidelity to the best of my ability. I will discharge my public trust.
Can I just give this to my daughter so that she can...
No.
Do this all over again.
I will seek to ensure that our students will have a quality education.
Yeah. That's perfect.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need that last, that second will in there? I will seek to ensure our students have.
Have. Sure.
There you go.
Can we just say,
yes.
With dignity and honor. Just following the same.
No, we're on I now. He was just finishing up on H. Yeah, okay. He was finishing up H.
Yeah,
but I think we're
trying to capture
H.
All the thoughts, bouncing around a little bit. So make sure I draw all the same.
I will seek to ensure that our students have a quality education. I like that. Simple, specific.
Okay.
And we're on I now?
Mm-hmm. ELJ.
So get rid of the never.
I think
get rid of the
sentence
must.
Is enough. With dignity and honor, I want to serve the school district.
No, we're on J.
Oh, sorry. That's the
one I... But you,
on
you don't use
yeah,
the
don't
must
use
instance.
I serve the school district.
There you go, the other way.
I will not neglect my personal obligations to the community.
Sure.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's
it.
Plain.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, it goes on too long.
Yes.
Well, it says, and my legal obligations to the state, nor surrender responsibilities to any other person, group, or organization.
But you know, you take an oath to do all that.
Yeah, you know you're not supposed to do that. It's kind of understandable.
How about my personal obligations to the community and the state, and leave it at that? Or you just want to leave
yeah,
it at
the state, because we're officers of the state, yes, now that we have to follow that personal finance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I will...
So one of the comments that I've heard a few times is trying to take out the negative as much as possible.
Yes.
That one's a relatively easy one to shift to the positive. I will mm-hmm. adhere to, that's not mm-hmm. the right word, but I will...
serve my
I
community.
Will uphold, I will serve...
Abide.
I will
obey,
adhere
observe.
To my legal obligations to the state
all
and
abide
to my
is a
community.
Good word.
Abide, hold, stick, stay, remain clean.
I will uphold.
Uphold, there you go.
My personal obligations to the community and my legal
obligations. It's a good word, uphold.
Sure,
I will uphold my personal obligations to the community and to the state.
Yeah, that's good.
I like that.
No.
We're good?
Yes.
You okay.
Everybody okay with that?
Oops. And the new J.
I want to flip that and say I will serve the district, the school district, with dignity and honor.
When do you start a sentence with the point?
That's why I took it off.
Oh
I switched it. I said I will
so
serve
are we
the school
at
district.
J?
Is
she
going to
give me a
hint?
Yes. Okay. The new J. We're at K.
Was there not a
teacher
in the
room? And then
hold
with
on.
Humility.
Hang on, he's got to get rid of some more.
I will serve the school district with dignity and honor. Isn't that last part the same thing?
Yeah, I think with dignity and honor, end of story.
Because it goes, with humility and fidelity, and to the best of my ability, I should discharge my great public trust.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I like just, I will serve the school district with dignity and honor.
And honor, sure.
That's it.
Punto final.
Si, senor.
Yes. So we did this, we're good with that.
Y'all on roll tonight.
Okay.
We're hoping to go a little faster, but I'm not going to go that
way. Yeah, but I want to make sure that we're all, you know, together, because... Not everybody processes as fast as everybody else, so that's kind of my job to go.
I told you not to talk bad about me, David.
Huh?
That was
no, I was talking about me.
Just add that
it
one.
Wasn't, it wasn't the first time, but the fifth time my mama dropped me on my head. That's the problem. All right, let's see.
Okay.
See, I have the version that had all the changes on here, so that's why the pages are a little skewed off there. All right.
So then we're on 12?
Yes, go ahead.
We're on 12, right? Because we're going past all of what
we
got rid of.
Page 12.
So the next thing that I had is it board member rules of conduct related policies?
Got that same version.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not paying attention to my page because this is the document that I've been.
Right.
I just and if you can if you can just refer to the letter.
Yeah.
So now we switched it, so now it's 3, right? Okay.
Yeah, 3 or 2.
It's 3 because we added. One, two, three. All right.
Board members' rule of conduct and related policies. Is that where we're at?
Yes.
Okay.
How's that?
Three. Oh, you're saying that's 3?
It's 2.
Well, no, you said it's 3 right there.
No, it's 2.
No, that's scratched out.
It's scratched out. It's at 2.
Sorry.
And that's doing it automatically.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. Sometimes it messes up, but it does better than me.
Okay.
Board member rules of conduct.
Well, this just tells you the policies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of bunching them up at the top, can we just list them? And so people can, because it's just a bunch of gobbledygook at the top, if you notice that. Can we just list them as DGBA local, you know, DGBA legal, DGBA local, FNG legal, no, just kind of list them a little, like, so you can, like, go through real quick and go boom, boom, because right here it's like this and this and this and this.
Are you saying, like, bullet points?
Like a list, like a bullet point, yeah.
Yeah. We can do that. Let me also offer another option. Most of the time when I work with folks in doing operating procedures, they put their related policies at the end.
Yes.
So you're not having that issue. So,
so we'll
either of those ways I think will be better than this.
Are you suggesting that we delete this?
No. I'm suggesting either go with what you're saying, list them out like...
But
put them at the end.
See, they are
but they
the
are
end
at the end.
End.
No, at the end of this related procedure.
Oh.
So rather than at the top of this procedure, putting the related policies at the bottom of this specific procedure.
Sure.
I like that. Yeah, because it seems a little...
That way you're right into it.
Yeah.
And not...
Here's the way I like to think of it. So if when you read academic journals, they don't put the citations up front. They may make the note, but the actual full citation is at the end. Sometimes at the bottom of the page, depending on which format, or to the end of the book. But whatever you all want to do, I'm fine with. So
I like putting it in the back end, but I still like to list the minus bullets.
What do you all think?
Okay, sure.
Do you have to do it all right now?
No.
Or you just take it home as homework?
If I don't do it now,
okay.
I'm not going to do it.
I'm not going to remember it.
Okay.
But you're going to attach the policies to it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm talking about the reference. Maybe we're talking about different things. I'm just talking about the reference. I'm not talking about the full policy because you don't want to put your full policy manual
in there
because
it's in the back.
It's distracting.
Yeah. So maybe we're talking. I'm talking about putting
reference.
The references at the very end of this specific procedure, not the end of the day.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm
sure.
Okay. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, I kind of got that we were all talking about different things. So I'm talking about taking that,
putting it above. Under normal circumstances or after normal circumstances before 3.
I'm talking about taking this here and moving it.
He's calling sick. It's my job to babysit.
No.
This is a long one.
It is. It's a few pages, but the last page right there. After that?
Yeah, let me look at this statement here. Yeah, I'd put it right here. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now you want to bullet point them? You all good with that?
Yeah. Just cleaner.
Like a little cleaner. Okay.
What doesn't confuse the reader till the end?
Dr. G, can you see if the kids are
like this?
Yes, sir.
Gotcha.
We could actually shorten them up because you got legal framework and local policy. You're referring to the same one. You can just go DGB A, legal framework, and local policy. FNG, legal framework and local policy. Just, it's a formatting thing.
Just because it's raining. Good
thought.
Okay. Like that?
Yeah, but you're already referencing it at the beginning. You don't have to put EGB again.
No, it's not referenced at the beginning anymore.
No. In that bullet point, just DGBA, and he can just put legal framework and local policy.
Well, it's because there's two different.
Yeah, I know. But that's what the related
so
policy.
So you're saying.
Like that. Get the delete brought there.
Like that?
Yes, sir. Because it'll shorten the list.
When did they leave?
And it'll still reference it.
What time did they leave?
I think like at 5 or something. But it's just the roads are bad.
They're not that bad, actually. I just came back. No. Earlier they were.
There.
Bad thing.
Yes?
Yes. I like that.
Let me go to the beginning of this.
That's how many
you
have there?
It doesn't look just
gold. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, but this is a really long procedure here.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's look in this procedure now. Is there anything that we need to change? This is the board member rules of conduct.
I don't think we had any of this one.
This one was
that
clean.
One we had
yeah.
gone through and it was pretty clean.
What do you guys think?
Oh, happy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Happy.
And a lot of that's just pulled directly from policy language. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think most of it is.
Okay.
Because that reads like the policy manual.
Thank you.
Okay.
So the next one you're going to do the same, right?
I would format all of them like that.
3,
mm-hmm.
8.
It looks much nicer.
Okay.
I'll just make a note
to do that.
Yeah, that way you don't have to.
2, 3, 4.
So we did this. Procedures, conduct, outstanding committees, board. No, that's all.
And the other ones are pretty good too, right?
Hey, oh no, I guess your index is not correct. Because he has, if you were to assign like a letter number to all these areas, you have introduction, you have board members' creed, which we did. Then we go into procedures. First one up is board members' rules of conduct, and then right after it says standing committees of the board. But if you look at the flow, this number 3 is other operating procedures. You should have underneath board member rules of conduct, other operating procedures. As in the index, it's fine on here. You know what I'm saying? So we have this, like this is the conduct one. Right?
Yeah.
And in, on your index, right, it has conduct. But then it just goes straight to standing committees. Whereas here, the next one is other operating procedures. So we should reflect that, isn't it?
Okay.
Okay.
Wow, this is a long one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Really?
That's from page 7 to page 18. Wow. These are all operating procedures?
We had gone over all of these.
Yeah, we did.
Some of them we did.
Because it said visiting campuses. That's what I said. I remember we had gone through that. If you read the subheading.
Wait a minute. I guess I'm wrong then. Then we don't need to add that because standing committee is in here. Communication's in here. We don't need to add. Yeah, it's already in there.
Okay, so
yeah, we did this. We went through all of this.
No, I'm talking about the index. I know that we went through this. I'm just talking about the index for it to reflect correctly. Yeah, I think I know what you need to do on the index. Your index should actually have, under board member rules of conduct, another one right below it says operating procedures, and then everything to the right. Committees, communication.
Okay, I'm not tracking you.
Okay.
Because I was back there.
No, I got you.
So.
What I was thinking.
This is where I'm at.
I was thinking that we center operating procedures as one that's right here, and then move standing committees.
Yeah. Out far left.
Yeah. No, not out. It'll be at the same level as board member rules of conduct. Because the next one is operating procedures, right?
Okay.
And then we have standing committees needs to be moved to the right, and same with communication to the right, so that way it shifts everything over.
That's
to
the right. Okay. To the right or to the left?
To the right. So you go to the right on that one, and you got to add operating procedures between rules of conduct and standing committees of the board, because everything.
Well, that's not what.
Board members, rules of conduct? No, that's its own separate thing.
Okay.
So you got board members, rules of conduct, and then right below it,
right,
you're going to add operating procedures. And then you have a sub-index, but it's not its own thing like that. Because it's essentially you have board members, rules of conduct is Roman numeral 2, and then other operating procedures is Roman numeral 3. So they should be at the same level. We should just match the index here.
Like that?
Operating procedures, and then the standing committees of the board should be to the right, communication to the right, which shifts everything below it to the right. Yeah. Just have to format a little bit on that.
Okay. I'll do that for
you. Yeah. So you got to move communication to the same level there?
Yeah. It's doing it, but it's not showing it because of the
margin
track change being on.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So that would move everything below it as well, the team member communications. All that subsection right there, team member communications to board and superintendent communications, are encompassed in communication.
Mm-hmm.
Same with board meetings and agendas.
Mm-hmm.
That's also encompassed under from preparation to team operating procedures agreement.
Okay.
I think that's it. You guys good?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll make the same formatting changes for the policies at the beginning.
On 3? Are we on 3 yet?
Yeah, we're on 3. I was just messing with the index. Yeah.
On 3 of 3?
3 of 3? 3A or 3?
Which page are you
3A?
On?
3A. 3A3?
Mm-hmm. It says 5 meetings, but you can. That means that it's a year, so in reality you can.
Any committee member who misses 5 meetings in a year may be replaced by
board. So that's like half a year. That's the income like every other month.
Yeah, I was in the index, so I got lost.
Okay,
I'm right. The page numbers are really different.
3A3.
So in other words, switching 5 maybe to 3.
3.
Within the
3 meetings
calendar year.
Within the calendar year.
Because I think this was when we used to have a bunch of committees. Like when
yes, it is. Yes.
Because it's 5, it's pretty much.
That would be every other month.
And then you're mm-hmm. not, yeah.
You're three suggesting just 3?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So you're saying 3 and 3 5?
Yes, sir.
Sure.
Y'all good with that?
Yes. 5 to 3.
Sure.
You finally.
You did what?
I finally found where we were.
I was just messing with the indexes.
Okay, and then so that's it.
Okay.
Being anal about that.
It's maybe. So we're on 4 now, right?
3.
Well.
C. We're on C.
Okay, C. C.
CC.
Which one is it? What's the heading on it?
Board meeting and agenda related policies.
Hold up.
Okay,
it's after communication, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Board meeting and agenda related policies. We'll remove the policies below.
Hold on.
Where?
Page 12, C. Oh, I'm on 12, sorry.
And we went through all this.
Yeah, we went through all this.
The deadline for submitting items for inclusion on the agenda is noon of the sixth calendar day before regular meetings and noon on the third calendar day before special meetings. So...
Okay, time out.
That's okay.
Sorry. I'm not the only one that's lost.
No.
See, I'm trying to go down linearly.
Yes.
And so I'm lost.
When you so keep going. We're way, way past that.
So...
We're okay with all this other stuff.
Okay, you all good with that?
Yeah, but remember you were going to reformat all those policies.
Yes. Yeah, he already wrote it down.
So he's going to go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Sure,
did I tell you?
It would not be that one. It is the next big letter.
Okay, C far on the far left.
Large C on the far left, yes.
Uppercase C, gotcha.
Uppercase C.
See, when you say C, there's a lot of
there's, C okay, here. Uppercase C. We'll just
and my next numbers are very different than yours.
Yeah. I believe communication. Yeah, you're still in communication with the media.
On page.
There it is.
Oh, it's because he doesn't have
the page. That's what we're talking about. So we're talking about obviously removing the policies.
Right, right.
The one I'm confused on, and I want to make sure that this is correct. So, A, the deadline for submitting items for inclusion on the agenda is noon of the sixth calendar day before regular meetings. Is this correct?
Yes, because calendar day is also taken into account.
Weekends. Okay, so on a Tuesday, that would mean what day?
Right now, Thursday.
That would mean Thursday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's already happening, right?
Right.
Okay. That's all. I just wanted to clarify that, make sure that that was indeed happening.
Let me make sure. Is everybody with us? Okay.
So I wanted to go back, but I'm okay.
To where?
It's on page 16.
He doesn't have pages.
Which is D?
D? A big case? Uppercase?
No, lowercase D.
So it would be like 5 pages before you go, probably 11 or 12.
Hold on. I'll give you the subheading, sir. It's under communication-related policies, which is B.
Communication-related policies, okay. Uh-huh. And then?
Slow down. Let me get there.
What is it?
Hold on.
Communicating with the media, communicating with the community.
With the superintendent and staff.
Board and superintendent communications, 8?
Okay.
That's this one.
Because there's 8 right there, because there's another one.
I'll tell you what you have there.
D and 15 or no?
D, about the distribution of information, Mondo?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you. It's turn the page over.
The superintendent will distribute... Okay. Any information requested? It's 1D.
1D.
3B1D. Roman numeral 3.
Right there, D.
Number B.
There, yeah.
Number B.
That one.
Number
B. Gotcha. B. I'm there.
Capital B, sir.
How do we put not just, let's say if it's not information, but if it's like, I guess, directive or not necessarily directive.
You would say directive.
Well, directives come from the body as a whole, so we would all be there anyway, right?
Well, it could be or it could not be. In other words, how do we strengthen that word? Because one of the issues that the board has been having is communication with the superintendent with certain individuals or communication not with the full board. So how do we strengthen that?
I see. I see what you're saying.
So that nobody feels that
they're left out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just because strengthen it by saying the superintendent will ensure to distribute all information to, or information to all trustees. I mean, I think that's what you're
going for. But there's a difference between information requested, because I could say, hey, Pedro, I need this information. Okay, then that gets distributed. Or I could say, hey, Dr. Galaviz, in regards to... I don't know.
If it's just information versus a request, I guess that's the difference. Like if I ask financials, hey, Dr. G, can I get the financials for last year? That's just information. Yeah. Now, a question, a very specific question, Dr. Galaviz, what happened at the gym yesterday with so-and-so kid? That's a little different, don't you think? That's an information, that's a query versus that, just an information.
That information should be shared because, let's say...
But not the warrants, right? Not the warrant list or the financials, right?
That's information.
I think the other way. Because if you ask for their financials, then...
But that's readily available to people.
If you ask for the JIT, that could be just your inquiry. So, again, it's a...
But let's say you don't...
It's objective, you're saying?
Yeah, it is. Because if you're just asking about... Like, you ask about, did the kids get their safe?
There you go. Let's start that.
Should we all know about that?
Just because my daughter's traveling.
No, but you asked that.
Yeah, I asked.
Should I?
But let's say, hey, what happened to the gym in regards to the flooring? We should all have that information. So it's the same thing. I mean, we want to make sure the kids got their safety.
But it's her...
Personal, yeah.
That's a personal, yeah. I see the difference. I think, operations and...
Okay, operations.
You know what I'm saying? Like operations or any liability issues. I see that because some of the information that she asked, hey, did that bus get in time? I don't need to know that. Honestly, I don't need to know that.
Yeah.
It's
one thing you might like.
What if my nephew was playing, you know? I mean, I don't have a problem getting that.
But that's a lot of information. Is that just busy work, guys?
No, it's just, it could be easily
different. I think that Dr. Galavis, or whoever is sitting in his position as the superintendent.
Yeah. Where are we?
Sorry.
It's gonna be next week. It's
okay. He's right there. So you didn't hear that? The superintendent is not an idiot. And he understands that if he doesn't do that or something pretty much like that, when he's evaluated, that evaluation is going to reflect, hey, we didn't get the information.
Well, that's true.
You know, you're not sharing with us. You're not doing your job.
That's right. I didn't hear that.
So he has got to use his own discretion and discernment to say, does everybody really care if Stephanie's kid got
ask the board member that requested at the time, do you think this should be disseminated among, is that too hard to ask?
Well, no, because then it's going to be...
It's still safe.
It's
two cents.
Okay.
Let's say the SFE issue, right? Supposedly one board member was called and not the other in regards to... SFE, that should have been shared with everybody. In other words, we need to make sure that we have it technical, so that way they don't say, hey, don't, you know.
I guess because that way nobody says, oh, I didn't get the call, well, you did too, but,
Well, we all lose trust because that's what people are complaining on the board about.
No.
They're complaining that they don't get the same information.
Why didn't you tell me? You told her. Why didn't you tell me?
Yeah.
You know.
So how about we...
But sometimes it's on a need-to-know basis.
But I wouldn't know where to draw the line.
That's why I think he's got to be the sharp guy.
When you want to be nitpicky, they're not going to draw the line. They're going to, you know?
Right.
And so we need to make sure that everybody... We're all a board. We're all... Everything should be shared with all board members. If you're having a conversation with staff or administration, and if it's a budget question, if it's a safety issue, all that should be shared to all of us. So that way there's no, oh, well, she called you and you gave her information, but we didn't know, and then we're having issues.
But I think because, again, with my opening, you're dealing with the human being. And because of that, you're dealing with seven different personalities and seven different perceptions on how you feel that I am communicating with you.
No, I know, but how do we nip it in the bud?
But I don't think you can, because you're dealing with a human being. Because it kind of, Mr. Wadeen was saying, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Because I do, there is trust between each one of you that, you know, you ask me.
There's certain
about your daughter getting safe, or did the kids get safe, right? And I made some. I mean, does it need to go out? Hey, Miss Searles.
I'm not saying
Dr. Galavis on more than one occasion to say, I keep getting calls that the what do you call it, the flashing light, the school zone light.
Oh, the Garcia ones?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Okay.
Do you all really care about how many times I've called them to say...
That's a school safety issue.
Only one side is on
that
and the other side
is on. What if at some point they stop the work
because
and stop?
It doesn't have to be a call. It should be within the Friday summer. Packet. Hey, I got
it. Yeah, they weren't. It was in the summer.
Because look at what was happening at Reyes. That we needed some kind of action because the principal was going out herself and conducting traffic. So that made us all think together, hey, we need to push for something before something happens. But it's not necessarily that we need a text or phone call. We need possibly something in the packet. Hey, how I'm moving forward.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure that it's here so that way we can reference it.
Yeah, but to say Ms. Searles called me because the flashing lights are on during the summer, you know.
There's no context.
Do you all care?
No.
Well, how about when a board member calls you and say, hey, my husband's schedule is this, we shouldn't mess with that. I mean, should that be shared with the board? Do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
And so everything, I think we're a board. Everything should be open book. And that's
to what extent. But you also got to understand, to what extent are we making so much
business?
Hold on.
Of a personal issue?
If it's a trust issue.
If it's a
request of information or a request or directive. Yes.
Well, I
think that should be completely shared with the board. If it involves, let's say, you know what, I want you to look into a contract or a land. Mm-hmm. That should be shared with the board.
Mm-hmm. But I think that's a given.
Just want it clarified on here that it's
because it says any information requested by the board president or other board members, he's going to distribute it to the rest of us.
Well,
yeah,
it says the superintendent will, not may.
Not could.
Not should. Hold on, let me read it out loud. Because I'm hearing the argument, but I'm not seeing how this doesn't cover any of that when it says the superintendent will distribute any information requested by the board president or other board members to each member of the board.
So I guess it's just a practice then?
I'm just saying, I'm hearing the argument, but what do we need to do to change this? Because it covers all those
It does cover those.
So maybe I'm missing something.
I just don't want it to be, I didn't request that information. It wasn't an information request. I was just calling, and, you know, it creates a gray line. We need to get rid of the gray line. That's what I think. And how do we get rid of it?
But the rid of the gray line is telling people to stop being human.
No, you could always be human. It's just...
No, because you're setting me up, and you're setting my livelihood up. So... I don't want to be set up because what's good for one is good for seven. Sounds good in practice, sounds good in theory. Like the governor's clocks.
Yeah.
Governor's clocks. I mean, I tell Tasby, you know what?
You're
full of it. Because there's no such thing. Because you're talking about human beings and you're talking about trust and communication. And when certain things are said, they're said between me and that trustee. And now I have to, you know, again, what they were saying, just discern, disseminate, and weave around that topic, what they're talking about, in a very, very careful manner, without...
I mean, it doesn't have to be...
Without it coming to bite you in the butt.
Exactly, because I think it will no matter what.
Sure. But it doesn't have to be a name. It could just be a board member called and asked for this.
But I think the key is that it's written there. So
it's already covered.
Yeah, it's covered.
And I'll try. I'll say, hey, do you mind if I tell the rest of the board?
I don't think you should tell. I mean, because then I'll say, no, this is between me and you. Then that puts you in
another position.
Yeah, because what if, because, yeah.
I don't
want
to know about those.
I don't think
those are none of my business.
That's just part of dealing with seven different people.
What if he
uncovers
just part of legal kind of
you deal with seven different people.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
And I do completely understand what you're saying. It's not right and it's not fair to everybody else. But where are you putting him?
I think he needs to bring it out to us in a way, I guess, however he writes it, but he has to let us know.
So it's my practice. Mm-hmm. So I'll take the onus of that. And I'll try. I'll try to, again, everything can be better.
And that person needs to know that this is policy. I'm sorry, you know, you wanna go this way. You want to speak with me about this issue that you've got.
That communicate. Look at what it did to our auditors.
Exactly. I don't know how they're making it.
People don't even call because we're gonna put their name on it.
Yep.
Then it's an issue, well, do you have anything to hide? And I get, Manda, where you're coming from, well, we should all be transparent. But to what end? Transparency is, you're suggesting that at any time somebody's going to come in here and ask for every single document. You're right, they can.
An audit, there's an audit plan when you talk to the auditors and look at risk and everything.
Great.
And then it goes from there. And once the audit plan is developed, then it should be executed.
Correct.
When it goes through another request, it should be shared with the board. There's nothing wrong with that.
But, Mondo, it's there, so
yeah.
I think Dr. Galavis heard all this, and he can act accordingly.
Yeah.
Because okay. It couldn't say it any better. Correct, David? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know what else you could put on there without going
overboard.
Yeah. Because here's
like for me as a practice as a board member, right?
Right.
And when I was a president, there was certain requests to the superintendent.
Hold on, guys. Hold on.
There you go, Mary.
Hold on. Let him have his say, and then we'll hear from you all. Go ahead.
What happened was, like, there was certain requests from board members that wasn't shared. For me, if I'm going to request something, I'll put an agenda item. And then make sure we discuss it as a board and then
right.
go from there.
Right.
And so there was a gray line, and now we know we've really looked into the actual operations, and I think it's just making sure board members are educated on this and reviewing it once a year to say, hey, if you're going to do this or if, you know, whatever it is, then it's right here. You need to look at it once a year. We need to have a workshop in regards to board operating procedures. And it's gotten better, but there was a lot of stuff that it's like, wait a minute, you can't just by one request or by, you know, how do you approach the situation where it's not like you're attacking me or you're doing it, you know? So, I don't know. What were you all saying, Mary?
Go ahead.
Mary?
Go ahead, Dory.
Mary brought up the fact that if there's any gray lines, it also goes back to the point that board members shall not ask for any personal favors for themselves,
their
families.
Which is G.
And so that's true that, you know, we're not supposed to do that anyhow.
I think
that
it's
should
just
not happen.
This more often.
And that we shouldn't put him
in
the position.
Making sure that everybody knows this.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we could put it in bold letters. I don't know.
No.
But I think we're all here.
We just
know.
Having
yeah.
this dialogue.
Yeah, we know.
Just having, revisiting,
yeah.
looking at it.
Well, that's what this is for.
Let's just move
yeah.
on.
Okay, moving on.
We're not all here.
Okay, so we're on
let's,
C now, dude.
Yeah, let's get through the...
Okay.
What? They liked it.
We're on what? Do you know how many C's there
actually,
are?
We went all the way to C. I brought you all back.
The D.
Yeah,
D's.
where we were in the past three.
In the past.
In the past.
Eight. Are we finished with communication, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we're done with communication.
We're finished with that.
So we're back where we were
yeah.
before Mondo fell asleep and I had to wake him up.
Okay, so after that is agendas. We're on agendas.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Remember, your page numbers are different than mine.
He already said that like three.
That's the trick of the evening.
There's C.
There is
C. I'm saying
you know what? Now is a good time for a 10-minute break.
Okay.
Because
you need to go outside and scream?
No. I need to go to the restroom.
Okay.
Okay.
So while he's gone, go over this.
If there's any communication in the restroom, you got to check.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not even going there.
Okay, preparation.
If there's any board
meeting attendance. Yeah. We were just there. Okay, while he's out, let's go over this
so that we're ready.
So that we're ready to move on. Thank you. Preparation of the agenda, all that was correct and right.
We get notified already if you guys are on email the second that stuff gets updated or gets posted, but we don't get notified if agendas get modified after they get posted. Is that true? Can you push a button to notify us if you update it? You know?
I absolutely can.
Yeah, because once it's posted, that's different. Once it's posted, everybody gets the notification. But let's say, oh, I need to go change this. If it's just a button, then great. If it goes through, you know what I'm saying? If it says update, then even better.
Okay.
10:17. Very nice. Okay, so does anybody have any issues with any of this?
No, ma'am.
I'll tell you.
On communication? No. Board?
Preparation of the board meeting agenda. That's one. Then board members' questions about the agenda. Number two. Board member preparation for the meeting. Number three.
She's on two. Oh, no, down three.
Okay, now here's the one, guys, where I think you're going to have to make a call on this. No pun intended. Look down, see number four? Down at the... Right?
Yeah.
Is that four, Mary? Okay, mm-hmm. Down at the very bottom. Now just follow along, keep rolling, and get over here to number 14. You guys have to make this decision. What do you want to do about your personal wireless electronic devices?
Oh, yeah, that's what... I can't turn mine off.
I don't care whether you do or not.
Just because, like,
because
right
you
now...
have children.
Yeah, because, like, right now I'm thinking, okay, did they get there? She didn't text me.
Positively.
She was supposed to, so...
But, I mean...
If you can't answer a phone call in session. In a sense, well, okay, if it's an emergency, obviously, but you have to step out. Step out of the room.
How about you tell the board president you're stepping out and the reason why?
Okay.
Which are we on?
We're on.
Board meeting protocol.
Way ahead.
Yeah, I know.
Let me show you.
We've passed everything.
Because I'll tell you, I won't turn off my...
Which is
my
the...
Phone. My mom's back in...
Is she?
Yeah.
She is?
Yeah.
Oh, mom's
just... They weren't giving her... So they went from one extreme where she was to now that she's fogging. And it's twice. It's like, aren't you looking at the blood levels too?
And we were good up until same guy, that's
probably.
I can do that with keyword search. I look for kind of a unique.
I mean,
word
she'll be out
right
in 24
there.
Hours. It's just.
I think just in silent mode. Not turning it off.
And they went in twice because she went on Tuesday to declutter.
Yeah, I see.
So,
I mean, you all like your little device.
So let me make a suggestion here. I said it at the beginning. If you have a cell phone.
Yes, you do.
And you need to leave it on, I'm actually cool with that. And I'm actually cool with people texting and stuff. I don't care. But put it on silent. And if you need to answer a call...
Notify the
take
board
your
president.
Call outside.
And notify the board president.
Because the reality is we're adults here.
Yes.
We have jobs.
Yeah,
we
children.
Have families. We have friends. You know, life happens. And sometimes we have to have our cell phones on to deal with those things.
And some people are Snapchat meetings. I'm going to start.
So,
Snapchat.
Why don't you Snapchat a meeting?
My buddies do it.
Seriously?
Yeah.
God.
Like the,
yeah.
the Snapchat.
That's another story. I'll address that in a second. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah. So how do we change the trustees and superintendents should switch all personal electronic devices to silent mode during a public
That's
meeting?
That's what I would say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Then I would put something about if a call needs to be taken, the trustee shall take it out of the meeting room.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
And notify president.
I don't think we've had an issue with that at all. Mm-hmm. As far as everybody pretty much
I've
okay.
I've never seen anybody say hello.
I would be so embarrassed.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I've done it
oh,
like
I did. Yeah, yeah, me, yeah. Of all. I remember Joel called during a meeting once.
Yes. I was like, you really asked me that?
Yeah. How does that language sound?
Yeah, I remember that.
I think it should be all wired. All, it's not now wireless. I mean, some might be wireless, some might not. But it's all devices. Like, you might have a laptop.
Tablet.
You want to make sure,
devices.
Yeah, tablet.
Communication devices.
All personal electronic devices.
All personal, just like they say in the airplane.
Well, then,
all personal electronic.
I say all electronic
devices.
Devices
shall be turned to airplane mode.
Go ahead.
Yes. I say all electronic devices because then it's, oh, this is the district's computer, so I can,
oh, okay.
You know.
But that's
trust,
though.
Yeah, no, but it's just somebody could say that if you wanted to get, like,
check.
We've had technicality in the past.
So I'll switch all electronic devices to silent mode during a meeting.
Sometimes you do.
If the trustee needs to take a call, they shall leave the.
Oh, I use it all the time for policy.
And then.
Are you research?
Let me address the.
Yeah, that's true.
Are we good on this piece before I address the.
Yes, sir.
Communicating via social media of whatever flavor it is. Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, blah, blah,
Instagram.
Blah, 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 blah.
I use any of them.
Let me just give you a caution, and we may want to put that here or may not. Anything electronic, if it happens during a board meeting, is discoverable if somebody wants to pursue
that
it.
That is correct.
That's right.
There have been several cases. Fortunately, they've... All the ones that I know of have been city or county government, not boards.
We just had that recently. One of our city did that.
Yeah.
They discovered texts.
A big one happened in Austin where some of the council members were actually having, this was a party, this was about 2 years ago, maybe a little less than 2 years ago, and they were chatting via text, and the newspaper said, made a request and it was granted, and they were communicating about a staff member who was at the dais talking to them, and they were talking poorly about that person.
I think
they did that here.
It was
Joyce Wilson. Joyce Wilson talked bad about her council
an email.
Yeah, but what they were using is like some, but they
so
were
I'm just
on
saying,
their
during
computer
the meeting,
using
be very
a text
cautious
message
about that. I mean, if you're saying, hey, what's the score of the, the Texans game or whatever, that's one
But there
thing.
Shouldn't be no communication between board members.
It should be, we shouldn't be communicating via electronic measures when we're on the dice.
Yeah.
At all. In other words,
that's
hey, what are you going to vote?
In a board meeting,
too.
In a board meeting.
Well, because I know that, I think you told us about this, I don't know if you or someone, but that they were using an app on the computer.
Yeah, you could do that too.
Yeah.
We just say,
texting we have our laptops and I
too.
Could be.
Well, you could use WhatsApp. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Even Snapchat, you could text and then it'll erase, and there shouldn't be no communication between board
no
meetings.
No electronic communication during board meetings, regular board meetings, unscheduled, special board meetings, any meetings.
So it says that, right? There.
Oh,
trustees
the way, Snapchat,
and the superintendent
the biggest thing about Snapchat is it goes away. No. Anything electronic does
nothing
not actually
go
away.
No, that's the biggest part.
It, they can't.
Yeah, it says this. Trustees and superintendent should not communicate with one another or third parties or the public via electronic. So all of that's covered.
During board meetings? It's
during a public meeting. Trustees and the superintendent should not communicate with any member of the district staff.
What about requesting agenda items on an agenda? Does it reflect that anything? Not. It was after this. It was before this. Board members' questions about agendas or submission of agenda. Does it have it in there?
Yeah, it does.
Let me. I'm going to bring up a couple of things on this one to consider.
Okay.
I'm not seeing here. I might be missing it. Sometimes superintendents, administrators do need to communicate with people in the district electronically. There may be something going on. You know, an emergency comes up, hey, here at the middle school and there's smoke coming out of the lab.
Oh yeah, what if something happens and he's just
so, you might consider putting language for the superintendent and staff members, in, you know, like, unless an emergency.
Thank you.
An emergency usually, can, you know, it, there's a wide range of what emergency is, but.
But if that was to happen, he'd probably wait till we go to executive session till we have a little recess and when we're on our way.
Depending on the emergency.
Yeah, but if it's a real emergency, it's right there.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going to take it.
So, should not communicate with any member of the district staff.
Except in the case of an emergency?
Absolutely. Except in the case of an emergency.
District business.
Or an urgent matter. Yeah,
there you go.
Urgent.
I think district business because,
okay,
well,
sure.
If it's a superintendent for us, we shouldn't communicate with the staff, but let's say it's like,
yeah, I agree, Armando. That's fine.
I need
fine.
To send an email. Did you get this updated contract?
Sure.
I'm making sure.
That's fine.
Does that cover all that, or?
No, I think we're good.
You're the attorney, right?
I'm not an attorney. I'm joking.
Okay, wait. We're good. Trustees.
I know. You were pulling my leg because you've heard my workshops where I have fun with that.
It's still subject to interpretation, even if an attorney.
But now, the last sentence,
yes.
Trustees and the superintendent should not communicate with any member of the district staff. But I think he can. I think you should, if the urgency was in the first one, somehow it should be carried over. Maybe just write, just combine the sentences. Trustees and the superintendent should not communicate with one another or third parties or members of the district staff or the public. You know, just put them all in this, throw them all in the same sentence. With one another.
Just trying to figure out the best way to put that in there.
One another, comma, third parties, comma, the public, comma, or members of the district staff.
That?
Yeah, you could probably get rid of the public part, too, because the public is a third party.
Yes, and the way I read this is a third party could be your
a vendor.
You know, I was going to say your architect or, you know. Yeah. Your construction manager,
attorney,
hey, you know, I need a really quick decision because we need to make this, you know, decision that could, you know, be the difference in $5,000 to $10,000.
I was asking how much.
Unless it is urgent. So that's an urgent issue,
but
right?
But then you're allowing.
But what I'm saying is, I'm just saying, third party could, when I see public in a document like this, that means our constituents, our public,
sure.
Third party is like a vendor.
Okay.
I mean, I'm fine either way, but that's kind of how I read that.
Then just leave it.
And take this last, but that's in blue.
Yeah.
Gone.
So, shall not communicate with one another, comma, third parties, comma, members of the district staff, comma, or the public by electronic means during a public meeting unless it is urgent.
Then you're giving the trustees permission also
So I'm saying take this blue, that's in blue, take it out. Cause
yeah, wipe the blue away.
Y'all good with that?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure we're all here before I move forward. Does that sound good? Trustees and superintendent should switch all electronic devices to silent mode during a public meeting. If the trustee needs to take a a call, they shall leave the meeting room. Trustees and the superintendent should not communicate with one another, third parties, or other members of the district staff or the public via electronic means during the public meeting unless it is urgent.
So are you giving the trustees permission to speak to staff members if it's an emergency? In that sentence?
Yes.
You are.
It
should be only the superintendent.
Okay.
And the soup could share with it at the meeting, like, hey, this happened, and which has happened, in case something.
How about in this? Let me just make it. That's a good point, Eddie. How about we end that sentence there and put something like the superintendent may communicate with the above listed parties.
With
see if it is urgent.
Mm-hmm.
Let me type it out.
Sure.
And that's it.
That makes me feel very happy.
Superintendent, yeah, I changed the wording a little bit. Sometimes when I say it first right, it sounds different. The superintendent may communicate with the above listed parties if a matter is urgent. And that doesn't mean turkey versus roast beef.
Hey.
No, it's hamburgers and hot dogs.
It's carones or little bad prime rib.
Yeah.
Are we good with this one, guys?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Mondo, are you happy?
We're done.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
So other than formatting, I think there's probably, you know, the format issue with the policies making them look better. And Adrian, that was a really good idea because as they were, they just look clumped up and look like something you want to ignore.
So nothing else in the procedures that you're seeing below that?
I just make sure that the way that they're lined up on the index is exactly the way they are on the lined up in the form or in the layout.
Okay. Is there? So I'm hearing we're good on the procedures as they are, as the changes we made.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that you all want to talk about while we're here?
Oh, and how about also...
Which page are you on, Stephanie? 26.
G? 26, actually, I'm on E. I was looking
Board
at.
Members may express.
Okay. This is an executive session, so we can express our opinion, but not how we're going to vote.
Oh, good one.
Yeah, that's not.
Just get rid of it.
This one here.
Yeah. Yeah, because it says board members may express their opinion on an issue or announce how they vote, expect to vote, but we don't.
We can't. No, you can't.
Yeah, so that's a typo.
Awesome.
Wow.
That's against the law.
That little Stephanie, she moved to the front of the class.
We can't
points.
Vote.
This change the job.
And then also G.
Okay, hold on. So are we deleting E altogether or modifying it?
Are you calling me out? Is that what you just said?
Okay, so E would...
Did you just say that?
Hold on. Stephanie's got the floor, y'all.
Okay, no. So E would say board members may...
Hold on, Stephanie, wait until they're all back with us.
Okay.
So we're on E. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Board members may express their opinions on an issue or...
Now?
Yeah, but can't...
I say delete it all together.
Or just end at...
Board members may express their opinion.
In an open
actually,
meeting.
We don't really you need to know what? Their opinion. All we need to know is the discussion. So board members may discuss issues or questions at hand.
It creates a gray line.
Yeah.
I'll just take out the whole thing. Right?
Yeah, I think just take out the whole thing because we know that we're discussing back there and you don't need to.
And you have legal back there.
Yeah, and they're going to. Yeah. So
take
I think.
Taking E all the way out?
Is E okay yes. all out? Lori? Pardon? Taking an E out completely?
Oh, yeah, that had to go away, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's illegal.
Okay.
And the one about the cell phones, I think you
yeah.
all can have
G,
those
G, it
phones.
Says no cell phones will be allowed in executive session.
Whoa. No, I'm listening to you now. That's, yeah. That ain't right.
That's right. I'm telling you.
That ain't right,
G
no.
G needs to go. Needs to
okay,
go
so
too.
G needs to go as well, Dave.
Are we all good with that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, we only thought we were done.
So that's it.
Now we're done.
Now we are done.
So we're just
going to get four.
Don't egg us on.
You know what? Let's have
it. Well, I want to make sure it's. I want to make sure it's thorough. And anything else on the operating procedures going once? Anything else on the operating procedures going twice? I know
sold.
Formatting things. Anything else on the operating procedures? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Afuera.
This is the last time I'm going to ask this one, too. Anything else that we need to discuss? All right.
I'm done. Get my piece in there, Mary.
Give me that side eye.
Side eye. Wow. We're good.
Thanks for having me out. I'll make these changes and I'll send them next week.
Dr. G, will you recycle these for us?
The sign.
See, they all want to go and work on the Halloween costumes, what they want to do.
I'm going to go see the T-Suite.
Mary's like, I already got mine.
I'm good.
Don't
worry about it.
Does anybody else need to have theirs recycled?
So everybody's happy. Everybody's good. It is 7.
Yeah.
24. And the meeting is adjourned. You forgot to give us the number.